On this week's Wild Card, we talk with Issa Rae about those moments where our lives could have gone another direction.
Definitely wasn't supposed to be with that guy at all. At all. But I still think about it.
I'm Rachel Martin. Issa Rae tells us how to make peace with the path not taken. That's on the Wild Card podcast from NPR, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Israel's foreign minister says a military incursion into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip could be suspended if Israel and Hamas reach an agreement on releasing hostages. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In an interview with Israeli media, Foreign Minister Israel Katz said bringing the hostages home is the government's primary aim. When asked if that included delaying a promised incursion into Rafah, Katz reportedly said yes. If there will be a deal, we will suspend the operation. Katz is not part of the war cabinet overseeing the Gaza operation. Hamas is reviewing Israel's latest proposal. Israel has said it believes there are 4 Hamas battalions in Rafah and they must be defeated. But Rafah is also home to more than 1 million Palestinians who fled south from other parts of the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters confronted each other today on the campus of UCLA in California. They had gathered in opposing rallies and several fights broke out for a brief time. Steve Futterman reports from the UCLA campus.
There were some tense moments here as pro-Israeli groups held a rally adjacent to the pro-Palestinian encampment, which has been here since Thursday. The two sides were separated by metal barricades and security officers, members of both groups yelling at each other.
Take off your mask, you coward!
Ben Cady was at the pro-Israeli rally. He said to counter the pro-Palestinian groups.
We need to show the people of the world that Jews are no longer passive and will not stand by idly.
There were several skirmishes. Some punches were thrown before security stepped in. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Stormy weather in the Midwest has killed several people this weekend. In Oklahoma, at least 4 people were killed when a number of tornadoes touched down in the eastern part of the state. Thousands of people were also left without power. And in the town of Sulphur, a tornado flipped over cars and destroyed several downtown buildings. And on Sunday, at least 1 person was killed when a storm went through Iowa. Wall Street is gearing up for a busy week with the Federal Reserve set to hold its latest policy meeting, while some of the country's top companies will be reporting their quarterly earnings. NPR's Rafael Nam has a preview of just what to expect in the days ahead.
The Fed has a lot to think about this week. Inflation is proving to be more stubborn than expected. That means the Fed is more likely to keep interest rates on hold this week. The big question is what happens next. The Fed had previously projected 3 rate cuts this year, but the economic outlook has become a lot cloudier. So investors are eager to hear more about the Fed's latest thinking. We'll also get more earnings results, including from Amazon, Apple, and McDonald's. And on Friday, we'll get the latest snapshot of the labor market with new jobs data. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. A Dallas church is launching a pregnancy resource center that emphasizes reproductive rights to counter what it calls anti-abortion misinformation. KERA's Elena Rivera reports.
Texas has close to 200 crisis pregnancy centers across the state, but these centers don't offer evidence-based medical care to clients. They focus on abortion alternatives. T.J. Fitzgerald with the First Unitarian Church of Dallas says the congregation wanted a space to offer comprehensive information to people seeking pregnancy support.
Birth and giving birth and determining the future of one's family isn't a crisis. The only crisis in this state is a crisis of humanity, a crisis of dignity, a crisis of compassion.
He says unlike a crisis pregnancy center, staff at their location will talk about all health options, including contraception and out-of-state abortion resources. For NPR News, I'm Elena Rivera in Dallas.
The tennis drama Challengers was a big hit at the box office this weekend. According to studio estimates, the movie brought in $15 million in ticket sales. Second place went to Unsung Hero, a faith-based movie that pulled in $7.8 million. And Civil War, which stood in first place last week, added $7 million over the weekend, increasing its total take to $56 million. Elias Lindholm scored just over a minute into overtime on Sunday as the Vancouver Canucks stunned the Nashville Predators 4-3 in NHL playoff action. The win gives Vancouver a 3-1 lead in the series and leaves the Predators on the brink of elimination from postseason play. Brock Boeser of Vancouver had his first hat trick of the playoffs with the game. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.